With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. The number of COVID-19 cases in both K-12 schools and South Dakota universities has decreased over the past week. K-12 schools reported 648 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. At least one person in 318 different schools across South Dakota currently has COVID-19. Schools have reported more than 6,800 total infections statewide since the beginning of the school year. 73% of those are students. South Dakota colleges and universities reported 114 COVID cases last week, a decrease of 155 from the previous report. Campuses have reported a total of 2,643 cases since August. 89% of those cases have been students. Pharmacy students at South Dakota State University are being recognized for their work promoting diabetes awareness. The student group won a regional award through the Operation Diabetes competition. It helps identify community members who could be at risk for developing the disease. SDPB's John Wynn has more.
The Student Collaboration for the Advancement and Promotion of Pharmacy has participated in the Operation Diabetes competition since it began in 2001. SDSU competes with several universities in the Midwest. Advisor Teresa Seafelt says students are evaluated on their involvement and impact outside of the classroom.
They are learning about diabetes and how to use glucose meters and things like that in class and lab. And so this really gives them an opportunity to practice those skills in real-world situations with patients, as well as providing a service to the community.
Last year, a small coalition of students tested individuals for blood glucose levels at multiple screening events in Brookings, Pierre, and Sioux Falls. They conducted more than 250 screenings at the 2019 South Dakota State Fair in Huron. Ashley Bernardi co-chaired the student group last year. She says the events helped teach others about diabetes.
There's not a lot of places that you can just go get like a blood glucose screening done. And then if those readings are high, we can refer them on to their physician. You know, we can say, oh, this looks a little bit high. You might want to follow up with your primary care provider.
Bernardi says the group added insulin administration devices to teach others how they work. Co-chair Abby Blanchett says the COVID-19 pandemic changed how they do screenings this year.
And we do all of the safety precautions. We sanitize between patients, and we sanitize the table between patients. Everyone's wearing a face mask and a face shield and gloves and making sure that everything is completely clean at all times.
SDSU students will continue to provide free blood glucose screenings for the foreseeable future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn.
The organization South Dakota for Better Marijuana Laws is filing to intervene in the legal challenge of Amendment A. The constitutional amendment that legalizes recreational marijuana passed with 54% of the vote earlier this month. The Pennington County Sheriff and South Dakota Highway Patrol Superintendent filed a lawsuit alleging the amendment was not legally ratified by voters. They claim the state constitution can only be changed by amendments or revisions, not by introducing new articles. Dre Samuelson is the political director for South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws. He says they're prepared to defend Amendment A against the lawsuit and are working on a legal strategy. Robert Morris and Matthew McCauley are attorneys for the plaintiffs. McCauley is an attorney who advises Governor Noem. High school winter sports and activities that are sanctioned by the South Dakota High School Activities Association will proceed as scheduled. This was recommended by the association's coronavirus task force. On Tuesday, the SDHSAA Board of Directors discussed the upcoming season and didn't challenge the task force's recommendation. SDHSAA Executive Director Dan Swartis says a strong majority of schools are in favor of an on-time start with winter sports and activities. The organizational board did, however, pass a recommendation regarding masks and fan attendance at their meeting.
If there was not a desire from the schools to sort of pause here until after the holidays, that we needed to make a plea to the schools to look at their attendance policies and look at their policies on masks and see if there's a small part we can play to try to help our hospitals who are taxed right now and our hospital workers who are taxed right now.
The recommendation by the SDHSAA requires masks and some sort of attendance policy at any of their sanctioned events. Because it is just a recommendation, schools aren't legally required to implement any new policies, but they are strongly encouraged to do so. Swarta says because of constitutional bylaws, he feels his organization is going as far as they can legally with requiring masks and lower attendance numbers at member schools. The old joke that dogs hate postal workers poses a very real safety risk to mail carriers. The United States Postal Service is rolling out a new initiative to reduce dog-related incidents for its employees. SDPB's John Wynn reports.
In the new Dog Paw program, the mail service will issue colored stickers on mailboxes to warn postal carriers of aggressive pets. The program uses two colors. A yellow sticker means a dog lives nearby. An orange sticker means a dog resides at the house of the marked mailbox. Sioux Falls Postmaster Larry Michaels says aggressive dogs pose a danger to Postal Service employees nationwide.
Nearly 6,000 carriers have been attacked or victimized by dogs so far this fiscal year.
Michaels says dog attacks and bites are the most common threat to letter carriers. He says most incidents happen when dogs are not leashed.
You know, so when a carrier comes up to a house to maintain that their dogs are leashed, restrained in another room or behind the door, they push through the door or through the screen and they, you know, attack the carrier.
The Postal Service is sending out postcards to residents about the new program and encouraging them to not remove the stickers from their mailboxes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn.
Thanksgiving marks an early end of the semester for South Dakota's college students, but COVID-19 still poses a risk as students travel home. The state's public universities took individualized approaches to encourage a safe holiday. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Olivia Rudd is a junior at Northern State University in Aberdeen. She recently finished quarantining at her off-campus apartment after a volleyball teammate tested positive. She's not too concerned about exposing her family in Watertown when she goes home for the semester.
I'm pretty much going to lay low because we don't have volleyball anymore, so I won't really be around anyone before I go home. So I'm not worried about my family, but as far as the other students, I don't really know what their plans are.
Rudd says the on-campus testing program still only tests students with COVID symptoms. A spokesperson for Northern State University says the university encouraged students and staff to take part in a recent mass testing event in Brown County. In Brookings, South Dakota State University launched a Test Before Turkey campaign. Hope Lewandowski is a sophomore from Cincinnati, Ohio. She says SDSU increased access to COVID-19 tests as part of that campaign.
So there's a drive-through option, there's a walk-up option. You don't have to get a referral from anybody. So, and they're really encouraging getting tested before you go.
An SDSU spokesperson called the campaign a success, but said official COVID test numbers wouldn't be available until next week. The University of South Dakota in Vermilion encouraged online-only classes in the 2 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. It also had its own Know Before You Go testing campaign. A spokesperson says 17 asymptomatic students tested positive for COVID. They were able to isolate and recover instead of unknowingly exposing their families to the virus. The state's public campuses are working with the Board of Regents and the Department of Health to organize mass COVID testing when students come back for the spring semester. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.